It is Tuesday, January 14th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
That 2014 is rolling trippingly off your tongue. Well done.
Well, we're a couple of weeks in.
Yeah. When are you going to catch up? Because I'm still in November.
I don't even know where I am.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll tell you, it's mid-January, too. Okay.
Why is he so mean to us?
Why are you mean?
I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
We've learned a lot of new things in the last few months about Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe.
Courtesy of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Not everyone might have even known his name, although most everyone knows Georgia O'Keeffe's name. But there is still a great deal to be said and studied about the Stieglitz collection, which he collected, she kind of curated after his death because she divided it up and gave about 100 pieces to Fisk University in Nashville. Well, now those are at Crystal Bridges through a joint ownership program. And we're talking about Stieglitz this week because they have an international symposium, invitation only, to talk about the two artists going on right now.
As we speak.
But if you want to learn more about the two artists and listen to these scholars, there's a program at 6:30 tomorrow night at Crystal Bridges. It's free, but tickets are required, and it is called Stieglitz Scholars Night. So they are going to tell you what they have learned. You can find out more at 418-5700 or go to crystalbridges.org and you can sign up there.
Thank you very much, Becca.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.